My name is Dr. Paul Richardson, and I'm the Clinical Director of the Jerome Lipper Multiple Myeloma Center. And it's my pleasure to discuss with you today the role of consolidation therapy in multiple myeloma, and is there a current best approach? Now, what consolidation therapy typically means is that after successful induction treatment, a patient undergoes transplant, and then after transplant, consolidation is utilized to further improve their response and the duration of disease control. In that context, then, what data do we have to support this approach? We have a number of trials, in fact, that have shown that the use of three drugs as part of consolidation have dramatically improved the quality and depth of responses that are seen after transplant and seemingly have had an impact on progression-free survival. Probably the best and most mature example of this is the study led by Dr. Michele Carvo, which looks at the role of bortezomib, thalidomide and dexamethasone after transplant compared to thalidomide and dexamethasone alone in patients who've successfully undergone transplant. And what he shows very nicely is not only is there a much higher quality and depth of response to the three drugs, but also this translates into an impressive difference in progression-free survival. Built upon that, a number of consolidation strategies have been further developed. One includes bortezomib alone, led by the Nordic study group, in which again response rate benefit was seen, as well as progression-free survival advantage as well. And in that same context, the combination of bortezomib with lenalidomide as in the paradigm of RVD has been used as consolidation in a number of trials, and in this setting has been associated with improvements in the quality and depth of response. Very encouragingly, this is now being explored in the setting of randomized studies that are ongoing. One is the CTN study, a very important randomized trial looking at after transplant, either lenalidomide maintenance alone or RVD consolidation, or in fact, the use of a second transplant followed then by lenalidomide. Now, for the RVD consolidation arm, not only do they get RVD consolidation, but they then get lenalidomide for at least 3 years as maintenance. So this will be a very important study. It's over 80% fully accrued now, so another several months to go. When that study is now complete, we will then have very important answers to a key question. One other vital study that's ongoing is looking at the combination of RVD with cyclophosphamide for stem cell mobilization, followed then either by RVD and then Revlimid maintenance, or the use of a single transplant after stem cell mobilization, further RVD consolidation, and then Revlimid maintenance. This study is ongoing and is now multi-center across the United States and will be joined by both the Clinical Trials Network and the Alliance in the coming months as this study enlarges to involve 60 sites across the country. There's a very important question that's been tested here. Where is transplant best suited, early or late? Most importantly, it's done in a way that's designed to maximize the efficacy of both approaches, minimize toxicity, and provide patients with an excellent supply of excellent medications going forward. Not a small consideration in this setting. And that trial is currently ongoing, as I mentioned.